Chinese pilot.
I'm on stage now. I'm doing my stand-up. Do you mind me doing this right now?
I mean, no, the stage is yours. You go for it.
Then shut up!
Okay, he's a bit touchy. You suck. Sorry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a rusty earring, we're hard to get out of your head.
Yeah, and we usually get infected.
That's true. And we have a weird smell to us. Don't get too close.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Is it cheese? Is it milk?
Tastes like neither.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it kind of does. Just old cheese.
Just checking the room. Yep, we've lost all the listeners. Excellent. Today, the movie we're doing is Joker.
We are.
What, hey, a Joker?
Apologies for missing last week's episode.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not acknowledging it.
Oh, we're not acknowledging it.
I never acknowledge it.
Okay, well, I was.
Oh, well.
Someone in the room had COVID, and I caught it despite the fact I never believed in it. So I guess I owe to all my followers an apology. And now I would say it is real. Get the jab.
Just delete the videos. Just delete all those conspiracy videos you put out, all right?
I got a lot of tweets to delete.
A lot of tweets. The movie, Joker.
Mm.
2019.
Joaquin Phoenix. Won Best Actor for it. Yep. Highly deserved. Great film.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sequel out at the moment with him and Lady Gaga.
That's not doing so well.
Tanking. It's got terrible ratings.
Yeah.
They've kind of gone down a musical route, but they haven't fully committed to it being a musical, apparently.
No, that's done then.
I haven't seen it, so I feel like I don't really have much weight to talk about.
Yeah, me either. I'll watch it eventually, but I'm not in a hurry.
It's nothing compared to what this is.
I remember leaving the cinema after watching this movie and going, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Heavy.
But at the same time, it was heavy. And also, there's lots of scenes where you kind of go, did that happen in the movie, or is this in his mind, or what's going on?
Yeah. Look, if I was to get a little bit... if I was to get a little bit like
douchebaggy
knowledgey.
Okay, yep.
It's what we call an unreliable narrator.
Okay,
And so what it means is you don't actually know when he's telling the truth and when he's not.
Oh. So it's like you talking about COVID once again. Should we draw a character out of the character bowl?
Oh, yes. We need a character.
So these are the suggestions that you've sent us on our socials, and we're slowly getting through them. We might need a new batch soon. So if you've got any ideas, we might ask for a few more of those because we're burning through them at an aggressive rate.
Yes, we are. And today's guest that will be appearing is George W. Bush.
Wow.
Wow. President George W. Bush.
I don't know how to do a George W. Bush.
George W. Bush here.
Well, we figured that one out. That was nice and quick. No, that's not him. That was too
sexy. You've seen the video of him talking about terrorism. And he's like, and we will rid Al-Qaeda off the face of this earth. And he's golfing. And then he turns around and he goes, now watch this drive.
I think I have seen it. I feel like your George W. Bush is so close on the cusp of Bill Clinton.
It's a fine line, I feel.
Yeah, and I'm happy to explore that line. Should we do the synopsis?
Absolutely. I would love to read that for you. Joker presents a gritty origin story of the infamous Batman villain Arthur Fleck, a struggling comedian in Gotham City who descends into madness. The film explores themes of mental health, social alienation and moral decay, offering a dark, realistic take on the character's transformation into the Joker, which I believe was pretty accurate to the comic books.
Sure. So Rotten Tomatoes, critics 68%, audience 89%.
Obviously, Arnie has been in a Gotham-esque film. As
Mr. Freeze. Yes. Hey, everybody, chill. Doesn't say freeze. Always irritated me. He freezes people and goes, chill. And it's like, it's right there, man.
Too low-hanging fruit.
It's like, your name's Mr. Freeze. We can't get you to say freeze. It's like,
yeah, but maybe I just think it'd be a good idea if I was, because I'm freezing them, right? And I say chill. I don't know. It just doesn't quite sound good to me. I think Al Norworth's going to have a problem with this. Who gives a shit about Al Norworth? You're right. Chill.
I think that's exactly how the scene went down. Now, there's so many moments in this movie where I would love to add Arnie, and I do feel like it will improve the movie. I want to kick it off, but with an easy one.
Okay.
So there's a scene where, because obviously Arthur, he's got a lot going on. Let's just put it nicely. He's got a lot going on. He's got conditions where he laughs out of control. He can't deal with that. He's struggling to find work. He holds a sign. He dresses as a clown. Lives with his mum.
Which I wouldn't know anything about.
Yeah, no, totally. I would love to have Arnie as one of the many clowns that are in the change room.
Oh,
getting
ready
to go to work. I just feel like it'd be a good place to put him. So let's do that.
Has anybody seen my white face
God.
Paint?
It's Arthur again, my girl.
Yeah. Giggles.
Yeah, he's all noisy. Talking to you? Yeah, I think he's talking to me. Hey!
Oh, it's weird. It's weird when he does it. It's weird when he does it.
I don't like it when he does it. It's weird. Hey, we're out of character now, buddy. You don't have to do the weird laugh.
No, I have a condition. Here, look at this card. Read it out loud.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a weirdo that does a weird laugh and I can't control it.
Can I have the card
I'm
back?
I'm keeping this.
No, I really need
it. Okay, have it back.
Thank you.
All right. Oh my God, your laugh makes me so uncomfortable. Yeah, what's your deal, buddy? Why? What's wrong with you? You got a lot going on or what?
Oh, sorry, here's the card.
Okay, let me... All right, I'm going to read this card, okay? I'm
afraid... Read it out loud.
No, because I forgot what it said. Oh my God. Hey, guys. Hey,
boss.
Stop all this messing around out here. We're going to get out here and get these signs out there, and we got things to sell. What are we doing messing around here? Playing grab ass.
What are we selling today, boss?
Well, you, Arthur, you're going to be spinning a sign trying to sell some mobile phones. It's a new thing, but not a new thing. I don't know what era this movie actually is in. It's kind of weird. It's all over the place.
Do you think mobile phones are going to take off?
Nope. It's going to be a dying industry. That's why we're sending our worst guy out there to sell them. And that's you, Arthur. You're the worst.
I'm not the worst.
Yeah, take it, bitch.
What did you call me?
Nothing. Nothing.
You know what I just got? You know what Baldy over there sold me?
Hey! I'm not that bold.
He sold me this. It's a gun.
No, my God. What are you doing with a gun, Arthur?
I just thought, protection in the
city. It's because you got beat up by kids.
I got beat
Sit
up by
Sit down, Arthur. We need to talk about this.
Okay.
Hey. I'm going to get
Here's the card.
Yeah, okay. I'm a freak. I have a weird law. Please return the card. Here's the card back.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've given me this card 48 times since I've known you, by the way. And I get it. You have a weird law. It doesn't make me feel any more or less comfortable, just so you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, so talk to me about the gun thing. What's the plan?
Okay, so...
Because you got beaten up by a bunch of kids, you told me.
So I was spinning the sign.
Yeah, you?
And then the kids stole the sign.
Yeah, you?
I ran after the kids.
That's what you do.
And they smacked the sign on my face.
That sounds very comical. Was it funny?
And it shattered.
A clown getting smashed in the face with a sign? That's good stuff.
That's not funny. Why are you laughing?
It's pretty... Wait, here's my card.
Okay, I'm a big muscly guy,
yeah.
And I'm really good at my job.
Yeah.
I make fun of scrawny weirdos.
Yeah.
And please return the card.
Thank you. Give me the card back. Thank you very much. I carry this one on me at all times just in case. You inspired that, actually. So you got a gun now. What's the plan?
So I bought this in case someone tries to roll me again, and I cut it out, and I go bang, bang, bang.
So you're going
to
shoot the kid?
I mean, is it illegal?
I mean, it's not illegal.
If they're mugging me, it's within my right.
But they're kids.
And?
I know you're skinny
and weak. Have you ever been to Africa? They got child soldiers there.
Yeah, but these aren't... Oh, my God. That is definitely the wrong time to laugh.
Here's the card.
Okay. I'm a freak. Here's the card back. Thank you.
Thanks.
Look, I just feel like the gun option is probably not the best option, okay?
Well, what do you recommend instead?
Get the muscles. You're so skinny, Arthur.
I couldn't have foreseen you saying that at all.
I've never seen you eat lunch. I eat 48 times a day.
I know. You eat all of our lunch.
That's
why we can't eat lunch.
It's true. You do eat all our lunch. Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Hey, don't talk to Giggles like that.
Okay, all right. Stop eating all your lunches.
I guess, like, if you stop eating our lunches, maybe a couple of us...
Could get bigger. And then you'd be a threat to me.
And I wouldn't get...
I don't know about that. I don't like that one bit. Give me your lunch.
Okay, well, I mean, today's...
Give me that paper bag.
Damn it. I mean, Mom made that.
Yeah, I know. She makes good lunch. Give me this lunch.
It was polony and sauce sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a good sandwich. Yeah, it's
and
good.
And then she
good.
Got a banana.
Oh, there's a card in here.
Yeah.
Please stop taking my son's lunch. And also, please return this card.
Can I have that card?
No. I'm eating the card as well. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, God, you make me so uncomfortable.
You're doing a very good joke, but it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
It's a forced laugh.
Yeah, is it?
That's not.
I don't like it. I like that scene. Lock it in. Arnie in that scene. Done. Done.
It really works for me. One thing that I guess the Joker is synonymous with is he was a struggling comedian.
Yes. Relatable.
And are you a comedian?
No, I'm struggling. He's got jokes.
This guy's good.
He's good.
And he does a scene where he does go to a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah.
And he kind of bombs.
He does bomb.
And it's so awkward to watch.
So awkward. And someone films it and then ends up on that TV show and it's just, yeah. It's so awkward. But you know what? As someone that has done stand-up and been to a lot of stand-up and bombed on stage.
I don't want to say it.
He did better than I did on some of the times I've gone up because he's committed.
I'd like to see Arnie in that as a heckler.
Oh, that's good.
Because people heckle at comedy
shows.
They do.
Well, absolutely they do. Why am I crying? yes. I love the idea of that. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
How are we doing tonight, guys?
I'm doing good. How are you?
No, this is rhetorical. I'm on stage now. I'm doing my stand-up. What is the knock-knock?
Oh, who's there? Hello?
Rhetorical. Well, that joke can't be rhetorical. Am I doing good on stage? I don't know.
No, you're not. I mean, he's laughing.
Here's my card. Here's my card.
Oh, okay. I'm a freak. Yeah. I have a laughing condition. Oh, there it is. Can I have this card back?
Please.
There you go.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to be a comedian my whole life.
What stopped you?
Well, the fact that I'm not alive.
What do you mean you're not alive?
Because I feel dead.
That's not funny. Is anyone else like hitting this guy? Is it just me?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, good. We're back to jokes. Why?
To die.
I mean, was he going to like an abattoir? If he was going to an abattoir, I guess it makes more sense.
All right, buddy. I've got the microphone. This is a one-man show. Okay? Do you mind me doing this right now?
I mean, no, the stage is yours. You go for it.
Then shut up!
Okay, he's a bit touchy. You suck. Sorry.
Please, all right. What do you get?
What? Sorry.
You know, this is really triggering for me.
Push through.
What do you get when you have one Austrian knucklehead and you add him to a stage show where he doesn't belong?
This sounds a little close to home. What do you get?
Wait, let me flick through my note. Because I prepared for this situation.
If you're looking for your sense of humor, you're not going to find it in there.
You're hurting my feelings.
I could do better than this guy. I'm just saying.
Then you do better. You grab the microphone.
Give me that.
Take this microphone. Get up. I'm going to sit in the crowd and watch you. And let's see how well you do.
Okay, here we go. Hello, ladies, gentlemen.
This guy's good. This guy's great. This guy's so much
What's
funnier
the
than
deal?
The other guy.
So I'm growing up. I'm in Austria. I'm a big muscle guy. You see some...
This is so relatable. This guy's getting this guy.
You see some skinny guy at the gym.
What's the deal with this guy?
Why and he's like trying to lift some weights. And you go up to him and you're like, hey, do you need some help lifting weights, you scrawny bitch?
Oh, he said bitch. That's so funny. This is smart, guys. What is happening?
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, well done. Well done. That was so good. What the fuck? Give me this back.
See, that's how you do it. You just need a little confidence.
Okay.
In yourself.
Yep. Okay.
You just need to get up there.
Okay.
Tell a joke from the heart.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go. Boom.
Oh, come on. He does suck.
Yeah, it's a bad routine that he had.
It sure is. It's very dark and sad. Let's do the scene where I would love Arnie in this. I'm not sure where. Maybe we have him as the Joker, all right? Like, kind of makes sense. The one with him in hospital with the kids.
Yeah.
And he has the gun on him and he drops it. And
he's like trying to entertain terminally ill kids.
He's trying to entertain these terminally ill kids. It's like, yeah. And Arnie is the Joker in this one, I reckon.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
All right, kids, gather around.
How are we doing, kids?
We got a very special guest today.
Hello. How are we all, kiddies?
This is Arthur Fleck, the clown.
Hello. I don't have a comedy clown name, just my normal name. How are we? Hello. Some people call me Joker.
Well, this is Joker.
Hello, not the Joker. As Corey informed me earlier, just Joker. Thank you.
And so he's going to entertain us all.
I got jokes
for the next half an hour.
Wow.
these kids with the iPads and the mobile phones. That's a long time to keep their attention. But can you at least introduce me to some of these kids I'll be talking to?
Absolutely.
Okay,
all right.
What's this kid's name?
Come
hello.
Over here. This is Rachel.
Hello, Rachel. Hello. How are you? I'm a clown.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And the Joker.
Yeah, Joker. Just Joker.
The Joker.
Joker. Thanks.
Okay.
And what's your name, Rachel? And what are you in here for?
I've got leukemia.
Oh, that's a big word. That's a big word for a little girl. That's not good, is it? Can I meet any other kids?
I've got 3 months.
And this is the way you want to spend the day? Any other kids? Maybe
can
I can
touch your nose?
Sure. Quinky. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad to make you happy, little girl. I'm not crying
Thank
at all.
Thank you, Rachel. Take a seat.
Thanks, Rachel. Any other kids I should meet?
Thomas, come over here.
Hey, Thomas. You look fine. Hey, Thomas. What's
nice
going
to
on?
Meet you, the Joker.
Just Joker. Hey, Thomas. What's going on?
Oh, not much.
You got a sore limb or something? Maybe a sore belly? What's going on
with
you?
Yeah, I got a sore belly.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Bowel cancer. That's not funny, right?
Oh, sorry. Here's my card.
Oh, I'm a freak. I laugh at the wrong times.
Jordan.
Please give me this card back.
Yeah, please, thank you.
There you go.
So bowel cancer, huh? Wow, that's pretty serious. Well, I guess I won't do any belly-busting jokes then. It hurts to laugh,
it's
doesn't
nice
it?
To nice to meet you, the Joker.
Just Joker. Does it hurt to laugh?
Anyway, it does. I gotta go now. I got chemotherapy.
Okay, you can't even say it properly and you're gonna die from it. Okay, all right. Any other kids maybe I should meet?
So this one here, Alice, come over here.
Hey, Alice. Hey, you look fine.
It's nice to meet you, Joker.
Yeah, Joker, that's right. Hey.
The Joker.
Okay. What are you doing in here?
I grew up in the war zone.
In the war zone?
And I've got a hole in my heart because of all the radiated bombs.
Oh, God. A hole in your heart?
It's the real thing. Look it up.
Here's my card. Uncomfortable laughter again. Sorry about that.
I've got a condition. I laugh at inappropriate times. Yep. Give me the card back.
Thank you. Thank you for the card back. All right.
Nice to meet you, the Joker.
Just Joker, thanks. My God, these kids are
all right,
so
would you like to meet one more?
All right. I don't want to, if I'm being honest with you. These kids are bumming out.
Little, what's his name?
Jimmy. Come over here, Jimmy.
Of course, there's a Jimmy. There's always a Jimmy.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You're not a kid. How old are you?
I'm like 21.
Okay.
But I got the brain of an 8-year-old.
Well, that's not great for you. So how long you been here for?
I've been here for like 8 years.
You mean this many?
I can't count.
Okay, that's rude of me.
On the count of being blind in both eyes.
But you got the brain of an 8-year-old, but you can't count. 8-year-olds can count.
What?
Well, you're blind as well?
I can't see out of both my eyes.
And you sound at 140 years old?
I smoke it pack of day.
Well, don't smoke. That's probably not going to help you either. Look at me. I smoke all the time and I look sickly as hell.
I can't tell. I'm blind.
Of course. I apologize. That's on me. That's on me. That's on me.
Why is he laughing? I didn't say anything funny.
Here's my card.
I can't read.
God damn it. Between you and me, I've got a gun in my pocket. Do you want it?
Well, I mean, could you do me a favor?
My card back first. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
What? I mean, I'd appreciate it if you just put me out of my misery. The doctor said they can't do anything for my blindness. They can't do anything for my 8-year-old brain.
I'm listening. Sorry. I laugh at inappropriate times. That's what I do.
I've got rickets.
Yeah.
You ever had rickets?
I don't know what that is. What's rickets?
It's like your legs. It's hard to walk.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that when you hobbled over here.
Yeah. And people make fun of my hobble.
Hey, look, I'm not going to shoot you. That's just because I don't want to kill anyone just now.
Okay.
We're not quite there in my arc of descent into madness.
Uh-huh.
But I am going to dance for you.
Oh, great.
I'll describe it as I do it, okay?
Because I can't see.
Yeah. I'll describe it as I do it, okay?
Okay, you know what?
It'd be good for the podcast listeners as well, actually.
I actually think that you dancing
yeah.
would probably miraculously cure lot of what I've got going on.
Oh, I don't think that's true, but okay.
I think it is.
Okay.
And if you were to start, yeah. I might get better.
Let's try it then.
I'm afraid that's all the time we've got for today.
All right, I'll see you later, kids.
Wait a minute.
Bye.
I thought you were going to heal me.
Hey, see you later.
You're dancing
bye.
Healing powers.
Back from you. Thank you. All right, I'm out of here now. This is a real laugh, by the way. This one wasn't part of my condition. I just find it so funny. I'm leaving now. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Did he
bye.
Go? Is bye. He still here? I can't bye. Tell. Yeah. I'm blind.
My voice can't handle doing deep voices anymore. This podcast has destroyed my vocal cords.
Story of your life. So it seems like one more obvious scene that we could add Arnie to, and that's Murray Franklin, who's played by
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro,
who's usually a gangster.
Yeah, and he kind of is a gangster. Always, he's
yeah.
a gangster.
He even played a gangster in this role, kinda.
He's basically like a classic late night TV host. You know,
yeah,
like,
comes out, dances yeah. to the music and all that kind of stuff.
Like Ed Sullivan back in the day. You know, yeah. just a cool guy.
And up late at Gotham and stuff.
They get Arthur on the show, and so I would like to do that. Arthur on the show, but Arnie as the other guest, because there's another guest that's randomly there before it all goes to hell.
There is, yes.
And so I would love that.
Arnie as Arnie
coming out right before Arthur comes out to talk on the Murray Franklin show.
All right. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome our next guest. He is a global mega superstar actor. Please give a warm welcome for none other then Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody.
Hey, how are we? Hey, good to see you all. You look so fantastic. Hey, Murray, long time
Arnie,
no see.
Arnie, it's great to have you back on the show.
Good to see you, man. You look fantastic.
I've been doing a little bit of the protein.
I could tell. It looks like you've been doing a little bit of the lifting.
I've been lifting.
You look
I've been
great.
Getting fit.
Yeah, you know,
been
you
doing
look-
that.
You're fabulous.
So you got a new movie out. Talk
new
to
movie.
Me about it.
It's a new movie. I'm going in the actions again. I'm yep. killing, I'm saving, and
yeah,
I'm doing all
called
the things.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Cancer Killer.
Yeah, he kills it all. It's what I do. It's very close to my heart. I love it. But I don't want to talk about the movie right now. Backstage, there's all sorts of random craziness going on, Murray. There's a guy back there dressed as a clown walking back and forth with a gun saying, I'm going to kill Murray Franklin. What's that all about?
Oh, you must be talking about one of our next guests
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, who's this guy? Who's this guy?
That's a guy called Arthur Fleck. He bombed at a comedy club. I'm surprised you haven't seen the video.
No, I think I have seen it. It's the one where he told the bad jokes. And yeah, I remember it was not good, right?
Yeah, it
and
was
he's on
terrible.
The show next time.
Oh, we're going to bring him out very, very
oh,
shortly.
Maybe before we do that, I maybe skedaddle or something. He seems a little unhinged. I got to be honest. I did not feel safe. I'm a big guy.
I've been assured that this is the safest place in Gotham City.
I don't think that's true, man. I was walking back there, and at one point he had
hold
the
that thought. We got our next guest.
Oh,
let's bring
no.
him out here right now. It's George W. Bush, the President of the United States.
Oh, my God, it's George W. Wow, big fan.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Honor Schwarzenegger, I can't believe I'm meeting you.
Hey, did you see anyone backstage dressed as a clown? I feel like I'm going crazy.
You call them clowns. I call them voting American citizens.
Okay, and they're the ones that vote for you normally, the clowns, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Political humor. I'm good at it. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You would have a future, I reckon, Arnold.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you to say.
In some sort of politics. Have you ever thought about running for governor?
Oh, all the time. I love running.
The one thing I've learn about being a president, Murray and Arnie. So earlier today, I had to go to Gotham Hospital.
Oh, yeah?
And this is one of the things that I want to tell all Americans out here today.
Okay, don't interrupt him, everyone. Listen to what he has to say.
Is that sometimes you're going to meet people who are down and out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need you to know, in this presidency,
yeah.
I fight for people who are down and out. Let me tell you about this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
His name was Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yeah, okay.
Now, Jimmy is blind in both eyes. He's got rickets in his legs. He's missing two ribs.
Two ribs.
He has the brain of an 8-year-old.
Wow, that's so cool. And I mean, not good at all. So sorry. I'm engaged. You're such a good storyteller. I'm so
and
sorry.
And I said to him, Jimmy, my presidency, President George W. Bush, is president for Jimmy's around the country.
Oh, wow. Come, loud applause, ladies and gentlemen. So good.
President Bush, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he a wonderful man?
Yeah, wow.
I'd like to welcome our next guest.
Wait, who's talking right now?
It's me, Murray.
No, because you sound exactly like George W. Bush. I was confused.
George W. Bush, the president. Let's
so
bring out our next
show,
guest.
Right? That's the show?
No, we got one more guest for
you. Oh, I think you know who
you're
going to
be. You've seen him on the TV.
And backstage. Oh, no.
It is Arthur Fleck. They call him the Joker.
Oh, no.
Here he comes. Come on out.
Oh, no. God damn it. Oh, man.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God. Hey, George, do you want to maybe bounce? We can go get like some pie or something and leave. And
I am the president for everybody in this country, including the Joker clowns man. Okay, like this man.
Yeah, this guy's nuts. I got to get
out
of here.
What did you say?
What? Sorry? What?
Arnie, I've been following your career.
Well, I'm a very big star. Of course you have.
You've been a naughty boy.
What the hell? That's weird, man. Wait, you're the weird one. You're back there with a gun. I saw you with a gun backstage.
Are you talking about this gun?
Oh, girl, no. You made me go into my natural scared voice for a moment there. It made me so uncomfortable.
Have this card.
Oh, thank you. You're going to die, and I'm going to shoot you in the head. Please return the card.
No, sorry, that's for Murray.
Can you sorry, Murray, this one's yours.
You're going to die. I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Oh, wow. You know what? This is Murray. All right, Joker, nice to meet you. I'm going to bounce. We've got Secret Service on the way, obviously, because George W. Bush is right here, and you just shot a man in the head. We're going to get going. You do you. See you later.
My fellow Americans, obviously a travesty has happened tonight.
We're going to stay into a speech. Everyone's running.
Arnie, you need to know that if you're
going to... He's dancing right now over there, this Arthur Joker guy. He's dancing while that man's bleeding
governor,
out.
If you're going to be governor...
I'm not sticking around. He's got a gun.
You never know what
you love a camera, huh? You love the cameras on right now, huh?
I'm just saying, this is an opportunity to win some voters.
Okay, see ya. I'm out of here. Bye. Bye. See ya, Joker man. Bye. Okay, that's weird. I'm out. Bye.
Vote Republican.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
That was a dark episode. We
very
really
dark.
Covered a lot.
But you know what? It's a dark movie, so it makes sense.
Would have been better with Arnie.
I haven't seen the second one. I'm assuming that'd be better with Arnie as well.
It would be, as Lady Gaga. We'll get our best people on that.
I like your meat dress.
Of course, if you like this podcast and you would like to help us out, there are so many ways you can do just that by following us on our socials, Corey.
Absolutely, you can. If you want to get involved, you can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps.
Yeah.
You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or a comment, because they have comments these days.
Do a comment.
Follow and like our stuff on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
We don't have a Twitter because we don't like Elon Musk.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, you love him.
He's my hero.
And you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and stupid characters that could appear like George W. Bush.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.